Well, you know, we can just name a few cases right away. Winona Ryder.
Don't get him started.
But my job is to get him started.
You know, I feel so. You know, I really took a different side point of view with her because they abused the hell of it. You know, and Tony dislikes prosecutors. Their explanation for trying her, if you would have heard this nitwit from, and something in California, it's got to be the water or the pot they're smoking. They got to stop getting it from Mexico and start getting it imported from Guam because it's affecting a lot of people. They must be smoking, they must be inhaling the fumes or whatever. But they are so ridiculous and stupid. This prosecutor gets on television and says, well, we weren't sent her to jail. That wasn't our reason for trying her. Then what was your reason for trying her? If you didn't want to put her in the can, why'd you try? You could have made the deal before she went to trial.
I mean, we're going to rag on Winona in a second, but I think you know the answer to that, Tony.
Publicity. They want to put their face. And the broad ain't that pretty, by the way. She's not an attractive broad.
Well, it depends which movie you're asking about. You know, I mean, she was pretty in Girl Interrupted. You know what she was pretty in? A long time ago. Beetlejuice, and and also that was a while ago. But remember the movie Heathers?
Well, I'm not talking about Heathers. Wait, let's get this straight. Winona, I think, is a
cute
kid.
You're talking about the prosecutor?
I'm talking about the prosecutor. I'm not talking about Winona. Is a cute kid.
Mike and I were confused.
No, Winona, I think, is a cute kid. The prosecutor looks like, what was that?
Marsha Clark.
Oh my God. You remember her with the hairdos?
It doesn't matter how many hairdos you put on her. It's still Marsha Clark under there.
And then she got one out and bought a dress.
A bad hair decade.
This cracks me up. Then she became now she's a newscaster. I mean, this just cracks you up. Now, she wasn't in it because she wants a little popularity. No, she was in it because she was a good, dedicated prosecutor that wanted to see law and order take place. They're so full of it, it's unbelievable. And the truth comes out. Yeah, as Tony says, usually it comes out.
It does. You know what? And I know we're jumping around here, but what was Marsha Clark's claim to fame anyway? Losing the biggest gimme case in the history of American court system?
Exactly.
It's like, let me tell you, my nephews, okay, when they were 18 years old, you could have given them a law book and they would have put O.J. away. I mean, there was enough evidence on O.J. to
they
stack
screwed
up.
The lawyers, they were both. And that other moron she had next to her, the guy with the glasses, what was his name? He became another expert. How could you be an expert if you lost? I couldn't figure that one out. They put him on court TV, and they says, well, we're going to... I even forgot his name. Shows you how much I was paying attention. But he was on a show as an expert. He lost. Experts usually don't lose.
That case was exactly. Well, he's an expert in losing. That case was a gimme. That should have been like Randy Johnson against a little leaguer, all right? And they found a way. Listen, they found a way to lose it. I don't know how. That's what they should have been asking. Like, Marsha, how did you lose a case that was a slam dunk from the get go?
And Tojo,
I mean, the guy
was
blood dripping from his hands. You know,
right? And Tojo was going to do Harry Carey or what the hell that whatever that is, and they stopped him. They never told you about that. He was embarrassed. Who was it? Judge Ito or Ito or Olo?
Ito.
Oh, Judge Ito.
George
whatever that
Boscola,
name was.
Ito. Tell me about the Harry Carey.
What is that when you commit suicide?
Yes, that's Harry Carey. Yeah. That's also a broadcaster. He used to be a broadcaster for
Chicago Cubs. I got him on tape with me.
Right. Well, he died of natural causes, though.
Yeah, he was a great guy. About 10 years before he knew it.